This fall, the Ohio House will consider a measure that could quash public complaints about probate judges. The amendment was first removed from the budget, but weeks later it appeared as a standalone bill. I'm WKSU's Kabir Bhatia, and in this final part of our look at the power of probate judges in Ohio, we'll examine efforts to increase or decrease their power. Probate judges are charged with handling wills, estates, marriage licenses, and even mental competency hearings. So it shouldn't be a surprise that in many counties, the same judges can also appoint people to boards of developmental disabilities and hospital boards. Probate judges can also approve their own staff members to help tax commissioners accept returns. And they can even decide who gets to hold religious services in county jails. Many of these appointments are done in concert with county officials. Barberton Municipal Court Judge Todd McKinney served about a year as a Summit County probate judge from 2011 until 2012, filling out the term of a retired colleague. He says having more than one entity control county appointments allows for more diversity.
In Summit, the county executive or the county commissioners in other counties would also be making appointments to those boards. I think the idea was if you spread these appointments around, what you're going to get is a better reflection of the community. And so the probate judge may have one appointment, but the other appointing authorities, like the executive or the commissioners, are going to have other appointments.
One area in which probate judges fly solo is in the appointment of park district commissioners. It's been that way since the early 20th century.
From my understanding of the statute, when the statute got created, they wanted to vest in power for somebody to make these decisions across the state, and it was going to be the probate judge. I don't know that there was a connection to estates and money and those things. It just was, and that was the way it was done. Whether or not it continues to be, that's up to the legislature to decide.
State Representative John Boccheri, a Democrat from Mahoning County, says he's not sure that the current arrangement is a good idea.
The county commissioners should be the appointing authority. They appoint virtually every board in the county. This was done over 100 years ago to keep politics out of a park board. However, we see that certain judges now are trying to expand their power and scope, and so politics is injected back in it.
He's referring to the bill in the State House that could allow probate judges to investigate or levy fines on anyone interfering with a park board's mission.
Probate judges are basically the appointing authority for the park district board members. That's it. That's what it says in the revised code. This would be a gross overreach of an expansion of their power.
Proponents of the bill say it codifies an Ohio Supreme Court decision which ruled that probate judges have this power since it's not specifically given to anyone else. State Representative Bill Seitz, a Cincinnati area Republican, is sponsoring the bill and says judges need this power to avoid politicizing the boards, which could happen in the hands of county commissioners.
Judges, I think most of us would agree, are more learned and more rational in their oversight. So I don't know that there's a Republican or a Democratic way to run a park, but I feel more comfortable leaving that with the many good judges in our state than I do with any concept of turning it over to the county commissioners.
Representative Boccheri had introduced a bill last year, which he may reintroduce, that requires probate judges to seek more public input when appointing parks commissioners. That's a good idea when it comes to any appointments, be they to hospital boards, prison chapels, or park boards, according to former Summit County probate judge Todd McKinney.
It's good to ask your probate judge and to make sure that they have a public process for getting public input on who should be appointed to these boards. So when there comes an opening on a board, and they happen every year, that they're publicly posted, that people have a fair process to be considered, and that you consider the qualifications. I always consider these board appointments really a public trust.
Representative Boccheri says making those various board appointments may fall under a probate judge's purview, but having jurisdiction over the actual boards themselves seems far afield when considering a judge's other duties. Representative Seitz says he expects action on his bill this fall after a great deal of testimony last month, both for and against. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.